Hey everyone, I'm so excited to share a message that I received from the creator of this podcast, Big Bobby. This is something I've been working on for a while now, a brand new podcast called Echoes of the AM. Inspired by the old AM radio stories my dad used to listen to, this podcast brings back the art of storytelling with a modern twist. Each episode is filled with captivating tales, vivid narration, and handcrafted sound effects. Yes, I'm even recording the Foley myself in my sound booth. Whether you're looking for something to help you relax, spark your imagination, or share timeless stories with your family, this podcast has something for everyone. The coffee shop sat at the edge of a quiet, tree-lined street, its neon sign flickering faintly against the darkened sky. Inside, the ambiance was a soothing blend of gentle hiss of a vintage espresso machine. The smell of freshly brewed coffee intermingled with a faint hint of cinnamon, making it the perfect refuge for late-night wanderers. At one of the corner tables, two friends, Clara and Elliot, leaned over steaming mugs, their conversation drifting between lighthearted banter and contemplative silences. Clara, with her unruly curls and wide, curious eyes, was the eternal optimist. She approached life with the kind of fearless enthusiasm that often landed her in peculiar situations, and Elliot was usually dragged along for the ride. Elliot, on the other hand, was her polar opposite. Meticulous and cautious, his idea of adventure rarely extended beyond trying a new kind of tea. Tonight, however, he had reluctantly agreed to join Clara on one of her spontaneous outings. "This place is great, isn't it?" Clara said, taking a long sip of her caramel macchiato. "It's like stepping into a 1950s movie." Elliot adjusted his glasses and glanced around. The dim lighting cast long shadows across the room, and the few other patrons seemed engrossed in their own quiet worlds. "It's fine," he replied, his voice tinged with skepticism. "But I don't get why we had to come out this late. You know I have an early meeting tomorrow." "Come on, live a little," Clara teased, nudging him playfully. "You'll survive one night without your precious routine." Elliot sighed but didn't argue. He knew better than to resist Clara when she was in one of her adventurous moods. As they sat there, the door swung open, letting in a gust of cold air and a man in a dark coat. He glanced around the room before settling at the counter. Something about him, perhaps the way his eyes darted nervously or the rigid set of his shoulders, caught Clara's attention. "What's his deal?" she murmured, leaning closer to Elliot. Elliot followed her gaze but quickly looked away. "Don't stare. It's probably nothing." "Probably," Clara said, her voice lowering to a conspiratorial whisper. "What if he's a spy? Or a jewel thief? Or just someone who wants a cup of coffee?" Elliot interjected, rolling his eyes. "Not everything has to be an adventure, Clara." But Clara wasn't listening. She watched as the man exchanged a few hushed words with the barista, then took his coffee and moved to a table near the back. He sat with his back to the wall, his eyes scanning the room as if expecting something, or someone. "I'm telling you, something's up," Clara insisted. Elliot shook his head and took a sip of his tea. "You're imagining things. Just let it go." Clara, however, had no intention of letting it go. Her curiosity was a force of nature, and it wasn't long before she hatched a plan. "I'm going to talk to him," she declared, pushing back her chair. "What? No, absolutely not," Elliot hissed, grabbing her arm. "This is a terrible idea." "Relax," Clara said with a grin. "I'll be subtle." Elliot muttered something under his breath, but it was too late. Clara was already making her way across the room. He watched in horror as she approached the stranger, her smile disarming but determined. To his surprise, the man didn't immediately brush her off. Instead, they began talking, their voices too low for him to hear. After a few moments, Clara returned, her eyes alight with excitement. "What did you do?" Elliot demanded. "Nothing," she said, though her grin suggested otherwise. "He's interesting." Before Elliot could press her for details, the atmosphere in the coffee shop shifted. The front door opened again, and two more men entered. They were dressed similarly to the first, but their expressions were harder, more calculated. Clara noticed the stranger stiffen in his seat, his hand drifting toward the inside of his coat. "Okay, maybe you were right," Elliot whispered, his pulse quickening. "Let's get out of here." But Clara didn't move. Her eyes were fixed on the unfolding scene, her earlier excitement replaced by a flicker of unease. The two newcomers scanned the room before zeroing in on the man in the back. One of them nodded, and they began making their way toward him. "Clara, we need to leave. Now," Elliot said, his voice trembling. "Wait," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "Something's about to happen." "Exactly, another reason to leave." Before they could decide their next move, the tension in the room snapped like a taut wire. The stranger stood abruptly, his chair scraping loudly against the floor. His hand emerged from his coat, clutching something metallic. For a terrifying moment, Elliot thought it was a gun, but it was only a sleek, black device. A phone, perhaps, or a recording device. "Stay back," the man warned, his voice firm but not overly loud. "You don't want to do this here." The two men exchanged a glance, then fanned out, their movements deliberate and unnervingly calm. The rest of the patrons seemed frozen, caught in the eerie stillness that often precedes chaos. Clara and Elliot, still seated in their corner, watched with bated breath. "What did you get us into?" Elliot whispered harshly. "I didn't do anything," Clara shot back, though her tone lacked its usual confidence. The man at the counter, the first stranger, was backing toward the exit, his eyes never leaving the two approaching figures. Just as he reached the door, one of them lunged. There was a scuffle, brief but intense, before the man broke free and bolted into the night. For a moment, no one moved. Then, as if on cue, the two pursuers gave chase, leaving the coffee shop in an abrupt silence. The barista, pale and visibly shaken, mumbled something about calling the police, while the remaining patrons began murmuring among themselves. Clara and Elliot exchanged a look. "So that just happened," Clara said, trying to inject some levity into her voice. "We're leaving," Elliot said firmly, grabbing his coat, "right now." They stepped out into the crisp night air, the quiet street feeling suddenly ominous. Clara glanced down the road, where the faint sound of hurried footsteps was fading into the distance. "Do you think he's okay?" she asked, her curiosity once again overriding her caution. "I think we should mind our own business," Elliot replied, his tone leaving no room for argument. "Let's just go home." But Clara hesitated, her gaze lingering on the shadows. For once, she seemed unsure, caught between her instinct to dive headfirst into the unknown and the unsettling reality of what they just witnessed. Finally, with a reluctant nod, she turned and followed Elliot down the street, the events of the night leaving an indelible mark on them both. Yet, as they walked, neither could shake the feeling that the night wasn't quite over. The sense of foreboding followed them home, an invisible weight that lingered in the air. Elliot locked the door to his apartment with more care than usual, double-checking the deadbolt before turning to Clara, who had flopped onto his couch. "You should go home," he said, his voice tense. "This whole thing, it's weird. I don't want any more surprises." "And what if something happens?" Clara countered, her eyes wide. "What if that guy comes back, or those men find us? You need backup, Elliot." He sighed and pinched the bridge of his nose. "Backup? You think you're backup?" "I have excellent instincts," she replied with a grin, though it faltered under his exasperated glare. "Fine, I'll stay for a little while, just to make sure you're safe." Elliot groaned, but didn't argue. He knew Clara well enough to understand she wouldn't leave, no matter how much he protested. As the hours stretched on, the city outside seemed unnaturally quiet. Even the usual hum of distant traffic was absent, replaced by an oppressive stillness. Around midnight, a soft knock shattered the silence. Both Clara and Elliot froze, their eyes locking in mutual alarm. "Who's knocking at this hour?" Elliot whispered. Clara moved toward the door, but he stopped her with a firm hand. "Wait, are you insane?" She rolled her eyes, but stayed put as Elliot peered through the peephole. The hallway was empty. A shiver ran down his spine as he opened the door cautiously, only to find a folded piece of paper lying on the floor. He picked it up and closed the door quickly, his heart racing. "What is it?" Clara asked, leaning over his shoulder. He unfolded the paper, revealing a hastily scrawled message. "You're in danger. Don't trust anyone." The words hung in the air like a tangible presence, their weight pressing down on both of them. Clara's usual bravado faltered, and for the first time that night, she looked genuinely afraid. "Okay," she said slowly. "Maybe we should call the police." Elliot nodded, already reaching for his phone, but as he dialed, the lights in the apartment flickered, then went out entirely. They were plunged into darkness, the silence now broken only by the sound of their own breathing. "Clara?" Elliot whispered, his voice trembling. "I'm here," she replied, her hand brushing against his arm. "Stay calm." But staying calm was easier said than done. The knock came again, louder this time, followed by the unmistakable sound of the doorknob rattling. Someone was trying to get in. "What do we do?" Clara hissed. Elliot's mind raced. "We hide, now." They retreated to the bedroom, barricading the door with a dresser. Elliot grabbed a heavy lamp as a makeshift weapon, while Clara clutched her phone, its dim screen casting eerie shadows on the walls. The sound of the door breaking down sent a jolt of terror through them. Footsteps echoed in the apartment, slow and deliberate. Whoever was there wasn't in a hurry. They were savoring the moment. "We have to get out," Clara whispered, her voice barely audible. Elliot nodded, pointing to the window. They worked quickly, prying it open and slipping onto the fire escape. The cold night air hit them like a slap, but there was no time to linger. As they climbed down, the sound of shattering glass above them spurred them on. They reached the alley below and took off running, their breaths visible in the frigid air. The city, usually a comforting presence, now felt alien and hostile. Every shadow seemed to move, every sound a potential threat. "Where are we going?" Clara asked between gasps. Elliot didn't answer immediately. His mind was a whirlwind of fear and desperation. Finally, he said, "Somewhere public, somewhere safe." But as they rounded a corner, they found themselves face to face with the two men from the coffee shop. The grim smiles on their faces sent a chill down Clara's spine. "We were hoping to find you," one of them said, his voice smooth and menacing. "You've seen too much." Elliot stepped in front of Clara, clutching his makeshift weapon. "Leave us alone," he shouted, though his voice shook with fear. The men exchanged a glance, then advanced slowly. Clara's mind raced, searching for a way out. She spotted a narrow alley to their left and grabbed Elliot's arm. "This way," she yelled, pulling him along. They sprinted down the alley, the footsteps of their pursuers close behind. The walls seemed to close in around them, the darkness oppressive. Just as they thought they were trapped, Clara spotted a door and threw it open. They stumbled inside, slamming it shut and locking it behind them. The room was small and cluttered, filled with crates and old furniture. It smelled of dust and decay, but it was a refuge, at least for the moment. Elliot leaned against the wall, his chest heaving. "What now?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Clara didn't answer. Her eyes were fixed on the far corner of the room, where a faint light seeped through a crack in the wall. Without a word, she moved toward it, her curiosity once again driving her forward. Elliot followed reluctantly, every nerve in his body on edge. The light led them to a hidden passage, narrow and dimly lit. They squeezed through, emerging in what appeared to be an abandoned basement. The air was colder here, and the walls were lined with shelves of old books and artifacts. "Where are we?" Elliot asked, his voice tinged with awe and fear. "I don't know," Clara admitted, "but I think we're safe for now." But even as she said the words, a faint sound reached their ears, the unmistakable creak of a door opening somewhere in the darkness. They weren't alone. Thank you for joining us on this late-night journey into the unknown. We hope you felt the echoes of suspense, mystery, and adventure in every moment. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us bring even more thrilling tales your way. And remember, the night holds many secrets, and we've only just begun to uncover them. Tune in next time for another story that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Until then, stay curious, stay brave, and let the echoes guide you.